And you definitely want to lean in because we're getting an update from the Haven Men's Shelter. We've got the board chair for the Haven, Phil Milam, and we've got the executive director joining us, Nancy Landerman. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well,
we certainly always enjoy the latest headlines coming from the Haven Men's Shelter. Before we get to the headlines, Nancy, let's just use this opportunity once again to explain what the goal is there at the Haven.
So the Haven's Men's Shelter, we're a 27-bed transitional shelter where we get the men from A to Z. The goal is to combat chronic homelessness in the community, and we are doing that right there at the Haven by really diving deeper into what that means for the men, what do they want for their lives, how can we help them, walk alongside them, and then how we get them stably housed right here in our community.
And Nancy, these men in the 27 beds, that's not just a check in, check out, day in, day out. This is a length of time that they're working through your programs to really grow in a self-sufficiency level.
That's exactly right. They come in and we can house them 90 to 120 days and, you know, a little bit more if need be. But once they come through those doors, they're our family and we just hit the ground running. So sometimes they don't need all of that, but sometimes they need it a little extra and we're there for whatever they need because that's what we do.
And we always have to toot the horns to celebrate the great success that you have that's seen. Right. What has that looked like over the past few months?
So in our last 18 months, which is really exciting, we have been able to help and rehab 157 men in 18 months to be able to get their own house, their own keys, their own life together, just for some help that we've been able to give them.
Fantastic.
Pretty amazing.
Remarkable considering you're a nonprofit. And we often say nonprofits do the most good in our community and sometimes they're the least funded.
Absolutely.
Where we're going to talk about funding here in a minute. The one word that I heard in your description is transitional. This program is not meant to be a complete long term. They're going to be here for several years. To your point, 90 to 120 days,
correct,
maybe longer. But the goal is, and I assume the gentlemen that come to you also want to break out of this cycle and they want to get on their own 2 feet and enjoy the American dream of one day owning your own home.
That's right. And that's our goal, is for them to own their own home or start their own business or whatever it is for them and their dreams. We want to be right there to help, love them and cater them right through it.
Well, and Phil, you are the chairman of the Haven's Men's Shelter.
Yes, I work for Nancy.
There you go.
She's a pretty good boss, I would think, right?
Well, I turn to you. It's a great segue point because you've been in this field for over 25 years. You have seen it. You've seen the landscape of homelessness and poverty completely shape nationally, but probably here in this community. Mm-hmm. And why is being the chairperson of the Haven's Men's Shelter so important to you?
Well, as you mentioned, I've had quite a few years working in chronic homelessness or working in the homeless community. And one of the things that got so frustrating was that I continued to see in the shelters the same men over and over and over. And the Haven is so different. It's actually a hand up. It's a program that teaches men how to fish as opposed to just giving them a fish. It provides behavioral health support. It provides financial training. They have to have a job. They have to get transportation to that job. There's programs that just support them along the way. They've got health insurance. All of
That's
them have
right.
health insurance in the Haven. So they're not going to the ER, and we know how that and comping support from the hospital so that ultimately comes back to us and our insurance premiums, right? So the Haven is truly making an impact, and Nancy's staff is just amazing. And 157 men who are now living independently, and we've got a 90% success rate
94.
Of them staying independent for a year beyond leaving the Haven Men's Shelter.
So, well, that's an impressive figure. So once they leave you all, their success rate is 94%?
94%. And we follow them up to a year. So it's not like once they leave the Haven that they're on their own. We are there still to support them in whatever capacity we can.
Well, speaking of support, I'm sure there's so many people right now, their ears are turned up because they want to get involved maybe go deeper, Nancy.
That's right.
Don't you love it?
I love it.
Well, so tell us, what is this Go Deeper events that are coming up for the month?
So what I've decided, somebody said to me, you're the best kept hidden secret. And I'm like, I don't want to be a secret anymore. We need to be out there. We need to let the community know what is happening with the community support that we're given. So I've just we have decided that we're going to do a Go Deeper campaign. Who is the Haven? What do we do? Who do we serve? And at what capacity? And I love people that give me financially, but really come in and see like what that entails so that you can get to know and understand the Haven and the men that we serve. And so we kicked off this campaign. We're actually kicking it off next weekend on Saturday. We have a cornhole tournament right at Pathways Community Center back at the Haven. It's going to be so much fun. If you can't play cornhole, come and have fun. You know, we're going to have food trucks and live bands and a lot of vendors going on. So we have that. And then at Fountain Park on Sunday, we're going to do a car show. Come and show your car off. Come and get the best in show, you know, plaque. Let's do that. And then we have community service days, Monday and Tuesday at the Haven. You want to do something? Come and involve yourself with the Haven for Monday and Tuesday. We have a foundation that's going to come in and help us celebrate the men on Wednesday. So very cool. We're going to have a big gathering and a picnic and lots of fun during that time. And then we have several salons that's partnered with us on Thursday that's going to collect supplies for cleaning supplies and laundry soap and stuff. So you'll hear more about that. And the salons are fantastic. They're so excited. And then on Friday, come in and have donuts with the director. Come into the Haven. Let's do some tours. Let's get some people in the door, see who we are, what we do. But the intention is to come in all that week and really go deeper with the Haven. This is what we are. This is who we, you know, serve all of this so that people can really understand. We're not a secret. We're actually out here. We're doing the things and dive deeper with us.
So, Nancy, this is basically a week long, every day, starting next Saturday, leading to the following Friday, so the 21st through the 27th. Find a day, find multiple days to go out there and really engage, again, to your point. Get to know it. Seeing is believing. We say that in our world, and it's the truth.
It is. And one thing, I apologize, on Monday we'll also be at the Fountain with Troy with Wellness, and we will be exercising at 7 o'clock at night to raise awareness. So put on your tennis shoes and your spandex, and let's get exercising.
Phil, we'll see you out there.
And in those cowboy boots you're wearing today.
Cowboy boots.
Please do so. Well, let's get some more details about the cornhole experience on Saturday, September the 21st. This is going to be right there at the Haven. So are you looking for individual players, teams? Like who can participate?
Actually, and that's right. We would love for you to go to the website, thehavenrh.org.
Yes, correct.
To actually sign up, and it's $50 a team for the cornhole. You can, and it's going to be a blast. But I also I don't want to not leave out our sponsor, our biggest sponsor. Our keynote sponsor right now is Turnkey Builders, and they've been very gracious. And that's the kind of thing we need from most everyone around the community. We want people to learn more about what we do. We want it not to be a secret, as you'd mentioned, ultimately individual donors, families, that's awesome. We would love to have you partner with us in this mission. We need employees to go to their employer. They've got donations that can be or sponsorships that could be matched. If a individual gives, maybe their employer will back them up. We also are looking for individuals to go to their churches because we do. We're the least of these, right? So we're partnering with churches in our community as well. So we just need it. And I don't know whether Nancy wants me to say this or not, but she's managing this on, and it costs us $200,000 to $250,000 a year to do what we do. And the generosity of the community, whether it's an employer or a church, an individual, that's what funds the Haven and ability to do what we do.
That's right.
Well, the funding mechanism for nonprofits, it is always an uphill battle. And you all do it still with a smile on
that's
your
right.
face. But as they've described here, 157 men are now have achieved their goal and our goal of living the American dream, right? And it could be housing, it could be jobs, it could be creation of a business, and they just want some help, right? And so opening the doors so folks can come in there, see and touch and hear probably will do wonders more
That's
than
right.
any
Amazing.
Other story that we can tell. Those are great, but seeing it with your own eyes and hearing the stories of these gentlemen, like how did they get here? Like that's fascinating, right? Because that's such a stereotype. And I know
that's right.
Nancy, we've talked about this, and Alex, this is right up your alley. From someone outside looking in, we know the stereotype, and you two and others have worked really hard to say that is not the case.
It is not.
And opening the doors, to your point, where people can come in and see it for themselves, it's the best thing you can do, frankly.
Exactly. And I would love to give tours. You know, we need teams for the cornhole tournament. You know, our goal is 32 teams. Come on out and play. Even if you can't throw a beanbag, come and have fun. You know, bring your cars. Come and exercise. Do some fun stuff, you know.
Well, again, it's the Haven Men's Shelter. Their Go Deeper campaign launches on Saturday, September the 21st. That whole week, they've got all kind of events scheduled. If you, for some reason, you're out of town that week, you can always stop by now after.
Absolutely.
They're always willing and happy to have you for
A year-round sleep-in for the cause, no matter what.
That's exactly right.
And Lucas, if you don't mind, I did forget, Nancy would not let me forget to also thank RCS Doors for being our keynote sponsor for the car show as well. And yes, we need cars, we need teams, we need people just come out and have fun.
Good time's going to be had by all. Phil and Nancy, it's great, again, catching up with you.
Thank you
so much for the headlines.